This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Basically, I just have to remind everybody, Star Wars, not real.
What?
Yeah, I know. This is going to be a tragic day for you. If you want to step out, Aaron, you can.
I have a story. If you are going to steal something, make sure you know what it is that you're stealing.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of España. Spain.
Oh. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya.
That's pretty good.
Kill my father. Prepare to die.
Ooh, very good. I can't
just
do
keep
it.
Saying that.
Okay. There was a cleaning lady in Spain. She was doing her job cleaning a home.
Oh, sorry.
And she noticed what looked like a brand new nice candle sitting there. She thought, that's a pretty nice candle.
Oh.
No one's around. I'm just going to take that
candle.
I'm
going to steal the
candle.
Nice candle.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. So she took the candle, put it in her bag. Yoink. She left. Of course, that's stealing. It's not allowed to do that.
Yep.
But karma caught up with her. She went home.
Love that.
She thought, oh, I've got that candle. I'll light that candle. It'll be great.
Oh.
Pulled out the candle, lit the candle. It's not a candle. It was a firecracker.
She
set the firecracker on her table.
What?
She lit it, ready for a nice relaxing evening at home.
What?
And it blew up.
Ooh.
The table that it was on was damaged. Otherwise, thankfully, the cleaning lady was okay. But she was caught.
And then you got to go back to your employer and go, hey,
you're never going to guess what happened.
You're not going to believe what happened to me.
Yeah.
My house just burned down because I stole the candle.
I cracked the case. The firecracker.
It was lit.
Can't hold a candle to that crime.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus, my story from Florida.
Yeah!
So a dude got pulled over. I don't know what he was doing, but the popo caught him. They pulled him over actually just for a routine traffic stop. They found a little bit of evidence of drug use in the car.
No.
He had some paraphernalia, some marijuana, and a bit of meth. And they could tell he was having a tiny little bit of trouble staying awake.
Oh, God.
So they were going to let him off for a warning, but they said, let's just get you back here. While he was being booked and spoken to, they noticed a bit of a bulge in his pantle area.
Been there.
Can't get arrested for that.
Lock me up.
You can.
Take me in, officers. I match the description.
You can if it's drugs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they discovered drugs in his pants, at which point he channeled his inner Jedi and said, these are not the drugs you're looking for. He tried to Jedi mind trick the police officers and say, there's nothing wrong with drugs.
Huh?
And they were like, I'm sorry. He's like, there's nothing wrong with drugs.
Thinking the backup.
They would
officer,
go like, "There's nothing wrong with drugs," yeah, and then let him go.
He's got yeah. a point.
He's got a point. Let's let him go.
Hear him out.
Star Wars not real. You cannot use the Force on officers. He's going to jail.
Okay.
Want to let everybody know, Aaron? Are you okay with that story? Star Wars, not real.
The only thing I'm thinking about right now is General Kenobi. Hello there.
It's a trap. All right, we're sorry that this went on so long. That was all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.